We all know the events that involved Tex Walker and the Adelaide Football Club. We go back, about a month before the end of the season. He was having one of his best seasons ever. In fact, would have made the All-Australian team. I think all of the experts agree. And then we all know what happened. And there was the racial issue, and Tex was suspended. And in fact, he's still facing a three-week ban at the start of this season. But he's back in training, and I'd say he's back on track. And he's agreed to talk to us this morning, and we're very, very appreciative. Tex, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you all going?
Good. Very well, mate.
Tex, very hard to know where to start with this, but you've gone from being, I would say, the most loved player at the club, one of the most loved players at the club, and over all time, not just in recent years. And then the incident happened, and I would have thought that your world just caved in. How hard, how tough did it get for you at the time?
Yeah, obviously, one of the most challenging things I've had to go through to date. I've obviously at the time put my hand up and said that I was in the wrong, and we want to eradicate this, not just in Australia but all over the world. So certainly learned a lot about myself, my Indigenous teammates, past and present, and certainly about the community. So a little bit of time has passed, and I've been able to do some things since the event, and it's something that's going to forever be there. It's never going to go away, and I'm looking forward to trying to make a difference in the community.
Tex, you are back in training. How's that? Let's talk a bit of footy, but before we focus again on what actually happened, but where are you at the moment, training-wise? You do have to miss the first three games of the season, don't you?
Yeah, I'll miss the first three. So young boys started last week, and I've been going in for the main sessions and having a kick and catch with those boys. It's a bit of a different transition, Dits, that we've gone from, I think, we're top three oldest team in the comp 3 or 4 years ago, and now we're one of the youngest. So I've lost a few of my locker buddies, but it's been quite enjoyable. I enjoy trying to help and shift some of my experience to these young kids.
Now, your lovely wife, Ellie, she's obviously been a huge support for you. And, you know, what's it been like as a family to go through this? Have you actually probably become a bit stronger?
Oh, yeah, Loz, you might get me a bit upset if talking about my wife and family. And that's probably one of the toughest things, was seeing how much my family did hurt, and especially my wife. So, yeah, she was an amazing support for me the whole time. And you just don't get through those things by yourself.
No.
She wasn't the only one that supported me so well. I've had a few people that have supported me immensely through this. And I suppose when you go through things like this, you understand who your true friends and family and mates are.
Yeah, absolutely.
So getting in with these young fellas, mate, and getting back into training, getting back into the swing of things, that must also be something that helps you move on?
Yeah, it does, Glee. So I was quite nervous and anxious, really. It feels like I was 5 or 6 years old going to my first day of school back in Broken Hill. bit of the unknown, but the boys were quite welcoming when I got back, and get back and kicking the footy around is what I love doing. So it's been awesome to be back around the footy club.
Tell us about your experiences with going out to the communities, Tex.
Awesome. We went to a community in Port Augusta. That would have been a couple of months ago now, and just loved it. There was about 5 or 6 players, 3 or 4 coaches, some staff, some admin. So it was one of those things that we certainly supported. Our slogan, "We Fly as One." We all went together and learned a lot about the community up there, and that's one thing that I'll be doing going forward.
Yeah.
Did they welcome you in, Tex? Was there any animosity to begin with?
No, I was quite nervous going out there, but they were very supportive. Lovely community out there in Port Augusta, and I loved every minute of it. They learned so much, and it was great to be able to go up there with young Tariq Newchurch, who, that's his community, and I think he would put his hand up and say he learned a lot as well. So it was a great couple of days up there.
So, Tex, in the next few weeks, obviously a fair bit of training for you. Will it be difficult if you, can't get to play until round 4? You are a senior player. You've got plenty of miles on the clock. Do you get straight into the side? Have you talked about any of that, how you will actually come in and start the season?
Nah, that's a bridge we'll cross at round four, Ditz. It's one of those things, you just control what you can, and that's getting fit over pre-season, have a bit of fun, and that's certainly what I'll do. And look forward to trying to fast-track our young group. We've got some good recruits in. We've got some players that we didn't see much of last year, like Wayne Miller and Matty Crouch. So if we can get those guys up and going and playing, I reckon we're in a good spot.
Now, we had the privilege of going to the Grange Golf Club together. I mean, seeing you play was one of my highlights of the year. But I think you might have a future in coaching, Tex, because you certainly put me in my place. Can you name some of the things that I personally did wrong that day and need to improve on? I didn't even actually pick up a golf club. This was just as a spectator as well.
Well, number one, we should have been at the Glenelg Golf Club.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay. Number two, how long have we got? What time do you finish this morning? Is it 9 o'clock? Do you still finish, guys? Or?
Yeah. Well,
When I get on the green and between me and the hole, there's a buggy with a girl with a Cooper's Pale Ale in one hand and a dart in the other hand. Yeah. That's probably one of the rules that has been broken.
Etiquette was lacking, wasn't it?
She hasn't read the Varden book.
Then one of my only shots that hit the fairway that day, I look up and between me and the hole, there's a golf buggy again right in front of me.
No, I'm sorry.
That's all right, Loz. And then I called you Lauren.
You
and
did.
Your real name's Laura, yeah. Which I've never heard a nickname Loz for Laura, but we had a great day, didn't we, Loz?
Yeah, it was very good.
It was like watching Caddyshack.
Caddyshack live.
Yeah. A bit of Happy Gilmore about it, yeah. Oh, no, I loved it. It was really good. Thanks. Yeah, you do have a future in coaching. I'm already feeling better at golf and ready to tackle it again. So,
Tex, thanks so much for joining us this morning, mate. I don't really want to say too much about the incident itself, but what I would say is that you are much loved. We all love you. And you know I'm a Port bloke too, Tex. You're top of my list. You are an incredible person. And you're a great dad to your kids and a great husband. And a mistake was made. And let's hope that we can all, you know, move on and see the best of Tex in the years to come.
Oh, you're a beautiful man, Ditz. Thanks, mate. Thanks, Gleeso. Thanks, Loz. Good to speak to you all.
No worries, mate.
Thanks for joining us. He is a beauty. Tex Walker.
Thanks, Tex.